Very, very good practice today. Very spirited practice. Our guys were competing. The emphasis was all about the ball. And we'll take a look at film. There's some questionable calls out there. Who won which side of the ball, offense or defense? But it was. I thought our execution, we talked about being more precise in things we do. But that felt like us out there today. And that's who we are, and that's what we want to become. And I thought it was a good start. To today. We held Roy Miller out of practice today just to be smart. Everybody else returned. It was the first time that we've had all the receivers in one of our practices. So, again, another good thing. But just being around the guys the last 24 hours now or whatever it's been, it's you can tell they're really excited about this opportunity. Really, you can hear it in the way they talk and the way they're visiting with the players and just some of their things. I can tell they've adapted really well. But we wrap it up tomorrow and then head downtown. Another opportunity for us to see more. And but I really like where our focus is right now.
How significant is that, Gus, to get all the receivers back out there fine?
Well, I think it was probably a struggle for Jerry. How to divvy up all the reps. We kind of had a routine down, and now to get everybody in there. So, but it was good. It was good. You know, get guys like Burton back in there and see him back to health and Mike Brown continuing to get better and along with Cecil and Justin, it's cool.
How does Burton look?
He's had two good days. I watched it on tape yesterday and then today. The big thing with him is his ability to play strong. He's one of those guys that can play strong and he needs to play that way.
Was he ever close to being an IR guy?
No, we didn't talk about it. Yeah. Well, you know, at times there's the execution, but it's the finish. You know, we had a couple opportunities last week, and we didn't finish on them. And, I think the players understand that. They see that when we get down in that area. And so always, you know, everything tightens down. Everything becomes even more competitive down there. And, we got to just raise to that level. And, we have to finish. We have to finish. He's good. Blaine and I walked back today. We didn't talk specifically about it, but he's doing good. You know, it's a tough situation, I'm sure. He's really a strong competitor, and I think he's getting back to full health right now. But it's just one of those things where we felt like we wanted to build on what Chad has done the last couple of weeks and see where it takes us.
Gus, what's your evaluation of their offensive line?
Very good. They're very strong. Very strong physical offensive line. And they've been that way. They really pride themselves on that. So that's the big challenge for us.
Follow up on quarterbacks. A couple weeks ago, Blaine had practiced and named him the starter for Indy. This time around, was it all about how Chad has been?
Yeah, I think we feel a little bit from Chad. I think that he's done some good things, and we want to see where it takes us. Nothing to slight Blaine, but, the competition is ongoing. And really that spreads throughout the team. And it's really handled no differently at any other position, I would hope.
Do you feel like you've gotten caught up with everything? I
think there's going to be some other things come into place here in the next couple of days that we'll have to handle as a team. But, we're on course. I had a chance to meet with the offense and defense and special teams yesterday, coaches, and feel good about where we're at. Yeah, that's the plan.
How's Cyprian as far as his...
Good. You know what? I think this has been good for him because he's getting a full week of practice. And, at his stage where he's at, he needs every practice he can get. So I think I really saw him. He really competed hard today. I saw him back to the way he was. That's tough when you don't practice a whole week and go out there and compete. And I think, he's taking advantage of all the reps he gets in practice now.
You get a feel for what Cecil had to go through the field?
Boy, it was tough. You know what? I may have not realized how tough it was for him, both him and Justin. You know, I had the hamstring and the injury Cecil had. I can really appreciate what they went through and the degree of pain they were in and what they fought through for this team, I have a greater appreciation for it after visiting with them now even more.
How much is Central's offense different with Bolden's addition?
very, very talented. He's a go-to guy for him. You know, you see, obviously, Vernon Davis and Bolden are the two guys that he looks to and he tries to target, and he trusts them. And I don't blame him. I don't blame him. Very strong off the point, uses body well, and just really, really a good player.
When the Niners played the Seahawks, but he
got hurt. He got hurt, I believe, in the game we played against them. He's their guy. He's, you know, they and that's been that way for years. That's been that way for years, especially down in the red zone area.
Focusing on Colin Kaepernick, are you going to be trying to stop him running or
something? It's tough. You know, you look at the games in the past, you saw Green Bay. You know, they really went in there saying, we've got to slow down the run, stop the run. And he was very effective passing the ball. You know, I think it's got to be a combination of both. When he can extend the play, he can make big plays happen. When he runs the ball, although it's not maybe as many as he did in the past, it's still for big plays. So I think you've got to, you know, contain him, whether it's run or pass.
Any reaction to playing Dallas next year?
Yeah, they just told me that now. So, you know, it's I haven't had much time to think about it, or, you know, it's, you know, I know that the opportunity to play here is exciting for our guys. But right now our focus is completely on San Francisco.
Considering the 49ers this year and the Cowboys next year, two obviously huge historical franchises, how important is that for the Jaguars in terms of getting exposure with the UK fans?
Well, I think it's, you know, we're here for 4 years. And, you know, I think just like back home in Jacksonville, we have to earn the fan base. And, you know, hopefully by the style which we play, how competitive we go about our business, and I think we'll draw fans in because of that.
You mentioned the receivers, Ace and Mike are up. Do you think you'll need to spell Cecil or Justin? Does it at least give you that option?
Yeah, you know what? That's what we got to talk about. You know, how many receivers are up? Is it, you know, in the past we've had four. Now is it going to be five? And do we, you know, keep, you know, a chance to at least spell those guys? But those guys have earned the opportunity and have fought through some injuries and things. So, obviously, we're going to try to get them on the field as much as possible.
How much more do you think he can get out of Mercedes this week since he's logged 50 snaps last week and came through it? Over?
Right. He played quite a bit last week. I know we talked about that. How many is he going to get? But, you know, I think we're a different team with him in there. I think just at the point of attack, had a big catch last week. Just some of the things he adds to our team, I think, is invaluable. So, you know, we can expect him to play as much as he did last week.
How much is your comfort level growing on Pastor the last couple of weeks?
I would say that, you know what, I think the big thing with Austin is his consistency. You see him do some things really well, and then other things, you know, maybe are his weaknesses. And I think, but that's okay. We all have those. I think what I've been impressed by him is that he's trying to attack those weaknesses, trying to get better in those areas. And that's a big sign to us as a coaching staff. So that's the biggest thing he needs to work on is the consistency.
How much could the weather footing play into Scobie's range? I know the analytics team worked on it in Denver. Have they kind of given you?
Yeah, usually we go through that, you know, on Saturday and see, you know, a lot of it, you know, I'll talk to him before the game. Once he gets a chance to kick on the surface.
Craig, how much has the turnover offensive tackle affected your game planning when you face a defense like the 49ers?
What was the first part, sir?
You've had a lot of turnover at the offensive tackle.
Yeah.
Well,
we've seen it. You know, that was a big question a couple of weeks ago, how much that would affect us. And in some areas, we've gotten a lot better. I think our communication up front has improved. But this week is a real big challenge for our tackles and for our whole offensive line. They're stout up front. They're big. They're physical. So the ability to get movement on them is going to be critical. They do a good job of setting the edges, and that's what you have to do against zone blocking teams. So that'll be a challenge for our offensive line. But, you know, I know that just looking at today's practice and how they're going about it, you know, we're taking the right steps to get ready for a game of that style. Well, I think that I really compliment our team on how they've handled this whole situation. You know, rarely can you talk about effort with an NFL team and you don't get backlash. I think that generally happens. Our team really took it as a challenge and said, you know what, it wasn't up to our standard of play. And we will stand on that, and we will support what the coaching staff says. And I think that says a lot about our team. And if this trip helped us grow even closer together, that's great. That's awesome. And hopefully it will lead us to where we play together as one to get us to that opportunity where we do get a victory. But there's a lot that goes into it, and that's part of it.
Thank you, Coach. Talk to you guys about that today, son.
No, I didn't. Maybe one-on-one, you know, some of the guys. I just think we really have stand-up guys. I'm really, really impressed by the way our guys have handled this. But it doesn't surprise me, but I think it just makes me even more excited about coaching these guys.